So Kanye West has recently announced his next venture, and it happens to be adult entertainment, something that the world does not need more of. Let's talk about it. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better. All right, guys, so today we're talking about none other than Kanye West, who has now announced his next venture, which is adult entertainment, aka corn. Yeah, we're gonna call it corn. I don't want to get in trouble on YouTube, so instead of using the P word, we're gonna use the C word when we're referring to the adult entertainment industry. Hopefully you guys stick with me and you understand. So yeah, Kanye West took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to announce that he has a corn site apparently coming, or at least adult entertainment coming soon. Yes, I hear the pun in what I just said, and he uses the pun himself. Let's look at that post on Twitter.
Go to Yeezy.com.
So yeah, Kanye West posted that video with a link to Yeezy.com below it. And when you go to Yeezy.com, there's just t-shirts and shoes and Vulture's wand, you know, the typical stuff on the site. There must be adult entertainment, I guess, coming soon. I did decide to look into this to see if he's spoken about this at length, and this decision, which I believe is a wrong decision, we'll talk about why in just a moment. And apparently, representatives of Kanye West have spoken about this next venture of adult entertainment. This article out of Independent says, Kanye West confirms Yeezy corn site on the way with provocative tweet. Controversial rapper reportedly in talks to launch adult entertainment division of his Yeezy brand with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband Mike Mose, or Moz. Now, of course, you'll recognize the name Stormy Daniels. She was the adult film star who had an affair with none other than Donald Trump. So I guess Kanye West is now working with her ex-husband. Kanye West also has lyrics about Stormy Daniels in his music. So I guess this is fitting. So apparently a representative for West told TMZ that the artist was, quote, dead set on, end quote, the project, which could launch this summer. Now, obviously, I can imagine this will be a very successful venture for Kanye West. Unfortunately, our society is addicted to adult entertainment, and the amount of corn brain rot that we are seeing right now in our society, I feel like is unmatched. So maybe he's catching on to that. He himself has spoken about the corn addiction that he has in his personal life and noted that he picked up his first Playboy magazine when he was 5 years old. Let's watch the clip.
Different layers to trafficking. Like for me, Playboy was my gateway into full-on pornography addiction. My dad had a Playboy left out at age 5, and it's affected almost every choice I made for the rest of my life from age 5 to now having to kick the habit. And it just presents itself in the open, like it's okay. And I stand up and say, you know, it's not okay.
You know, when people say, I miss the old Kanye, this is what they're talking about, because where has that attitude gone? And if he can actively admit that he struggled with corn addiction himself since the age of 5, why would he want to bestow that same sort of impact onto somebody else, onto the next generation, by generating adult film content? Now, I understand there's a lot of that already in the world. I feel like there's pornography everywhere. You see it on billboards, you see it on TV, people are buying it on OnlyFans, they're getting it for free on the internet. But if Kanye West actively admits that he struggled with corn addiction throughout his life and from a very young age, why would you want to place that down on the next group of people who engage with the content that you're creating yourself? It doesn't quite make sense. Part of me hopes that this is just some sort of artistic thing that he's doing and he's not actually getting into the adult film industry, but it seems like that's the case based on the reporting we're seeing here. And Kanye has a deep history of talking about this addiction that he has struggled through. He even has old tweets that he deleted that have resurfaced in the wake of this news where he talks about the negative impact of pornography on society. He says, remove any and all forms of pornography from Twitter and every platform. Pornography is the product of pedophilia. When grown men look at corn, they are watching someone's daughter relive trauma for money. So it does beg the question, what will be happening when adults choose to watch the content that Kanye is creating? Are they not also watching a woman relive her trauma? And if his opinions have changed on the subject matter of of pornography and adult film work, why have they changed? And how has he been influenced in this way? I would love to hear his justification for now hopping into an industry that has negatively impacted him personally. And you can definitely see the effects of the porn addiction in Kanye's lyricism and kind of in his life. You know, it's been a very trending topic. Him and his now wife, Bianca Censori, walk around often while he is fully clothed, and she is basically nude in a lot of the outfits that she's wearing. I kind of want to show some of them in this video, but I think we're going to have to censor the majority of them based on how little clothing this woman typically wears. And it seems like that sort of vision for your wife being dressed in that way, which we know Kanye heavily influences, can only come from somebody who has been addicted to porn for quite some time and is taking in the influences that he gleaned from that addiction and projecting them onto his now wife. Now, of course, she ultimately makes the decisions, I'm assuming, on what she chooses to wear and not to wear, but still, I feel like you can sense the influence. Kanye even jokes on shows like Jimmy Kimmel's Late Night Show that even having daughters didn't really impact or affect his addiction to pornography. It still persisted past the point of that life-altering occurrence.
You feel like your attitude towards women has changed since having daughters?
Nah, I still look at Pornhub and...
Now, the audience erupts in laughter because it is a sort of off-color thing to say out loud, but is it actually funny? Is it actually funny that your porn addiction was so deeply set into your psyche that even the major life event of having children and daughters of your own couldn't impact your activity? To me, it's not funny, haha. It's funny, weird. And I can only feel that money must be at the heart of this because there's no other reason to be engaging with an industry like this. It's clearly not good for Kanye, as he's been negatively impacted personally. It's not good for society, those who are addicted to the pornography, and the women who are participating in the creation of that pornography. We know that that's harmful virtually across the board. So what other reason is there to get into an industry like this other than to be salacious and to make a ton of money? That seems to be the justification for most people who engage with this industry. But I will just say, Kanye, I think you have enough money. I think you've done enough. I think this is an industry that we have plenty of content for and that does not need more creators. And maybe we can hold off on creating this and launching this new endeavor. And I would urge Kanye to think about the energy that he had when he made those old tweets about the negative impacts of pornography or when he spoke about his own addiction in those interviews. Where is that energy now and why has it changed? We know what pornography does to the people who consume it on a regular basis. It gives you unhealthy views when it comes to sex. It gives you unhealthy views when it comes to relationships. It often makes young men unable to perform in real life when they do get the opportunity with women. It impacts your view of women and, yes, does lead to objectification. The amount of men and women out there who have corn-rotted brains right now is growing exponentially, in my opinion. And while we're seemingly on a train of corn addiction that is not stopping anytime soon, maybe we don't need to add more fuel to it. I hope that Kanye realizes that this is the wrong path to go down and that we don't want more people who are corn addicted in this society, but I'm not too optimistic that that is going to be the case. But those are just my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate, so if you disagree with me, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day, and I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.